And now, Paul Meacham, Jr.
Where did the people whom Cain feared would kill him come from? Now, for some reason, Cain is a popular choice for questions. And I guess it's because we have such limited information in God's Word. But sometimes there's more information there than we might actually think on first reading. There's also a second question from the same person regarding Cain, so I'm going to include both of them at the same time. The second question asks, what is the essence of the mark on Cain's forehead? Now, first of all, let us say this. By way of review, Cain killed his brother Abel. God had commanded them to offer sacrifices to him. And Abel offered a sacrifice that God was pleased with. We know from Hebrews 11 and verse 4 that he offered that sacrifice by faith. So God had told them what to do, and he did it, because faith comes by hearing the word of God, Romans 10 and verse 17. But Cain did not bring the sacrifice God had commanded. Instead of a lamb, he brought fruits and vegetables, that he had grown in the ground. God was not pleased. Rather than Cain repenting and bringing the sacrifice that God would be pleased with, he became angry with his brother and killed him. He murdered his brother. Now, God was told him then he was going to send him away, but Cain feared that he would be killed. Well, who was it that Cain was afraid of? Well, it could have been his mother and father. It could have been his brothers and sisters. For those were all of the people living on the earth at that time. Adam and Eve, the first parents, were the parents of all. And we know from Genesis chapter 5, and beginning in verse 4, that Adam and Eve had many children that we don't have any record of in the Bible at all. Now, such is the case that Cain very easily could have feared his brothers and sisters, for not only did he kill his brother, but he killed their brother. He could even have feared his own parents, for not only did he kill his brother, but he killed their son.